Welcome to the Compass Church Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Phil Bray.
Have you in church today? And it's good to know that we've got all that other stuff out the way, because today's a little bit of a different service. And if you're visiting our church today, number one, thanks again for coming. But what we're going to do is actually we're going to, I guess, close the service now, because our emphasis this year has been very much prayer. And, you know, we just had more opportunities for people to pray. And I guess as a pastor, one of my responsibilities and roles is I can provide opportunities for people to engage more in certain things. And whether people take that up or not is certainly their own personal choice and decision. And so what we want to do today is just give you an opportunity. Maybe you've got a bit going on in your life and you haven't had the opportunity to really just hand it over to God. Maybe, you know, there's a need in your life, whether that's, you know, in the area of your health, in the area of relationships, the area of work, in the area of finance, different area of your life that just go, wow, I just need some help. And as I was driving to church this morning, I was just overwhelmed and just reminded so strongly that we all come here this morning with needs. Every single one of us have got needs in various ways, shapes and forms. And the cool thing is we can bring those needs to God. And the great thing about our God is that that's not where he ends. The good news for you today is that, and for me, a reminder for me, is that when we come with our need before God, God's more than able to meet that need in various ways, shapes and forms. But God is even bigger than that. And God is like so much bigger than all of our needs combined in this room together. And it's just exciting to know that, you know, but by the grace of God, he'll come through in some way. And next week, 2 months' time, if I have something else that comes up in my life, guess what? God's able to come through with that. He doesn't run out. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't get weary like I do. He doesn't get grumpy like I do. And, you know, sort of, we had Nikki's birthday on Friday. I now have a daughter who's a teenager, which is so flippin' scary. It's not funny. But have a 13-year-old in my house. And so from 7 a.m. yesterday morning through to 1:45 a.m. this morning, there was a lot of that going on in my house and screaming and girl stuff. And so, like, I'm sort of here this morning. And actually, Kelvin and Lynn's son, Sean, turns 13 today. So, you know, there's just, we've all got our stuff going on, but we can come today. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to go into a time. One of the expressions of worship that we use in this church is music and singing. And we talked last week about using the Word of God, a way to engage in prayer and for God to speak to you. And we also talked about ways in which God can speak to us through images and pictures. So we're going to go into a time of using music, using images, different things that can help maybe you just connect with God. And so I guess, like, in a sense, you know, we're closing this service and we're just going to sort of just have some time just to chill out with God. And there's going to be some things that, you know, some of the leaders might come and pray. And I believe that, you know, in the Bible it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, where God will give somebody a word for somebody, and whether that's a gift of prophecy, a word of encouragement, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom that will speak into your situation that can only come from God into your life. If you're up for that, open for that, then I believe that God's wanting to do some of that stuff here this morning, and gift of healings and gift of discernment and just the different gifts that God has given for the building up, for the strengthening of his body. And we're just going to wait, because we have an incredible God. And speaking of incredible God, this morning we've got David and Lisa and Emil here, and we've been journeying with these guys as a family, especially with Emil's condition, where he's been diagnosed with a vein of Galen within his brain. There's a defect within that vein, which certainly put his life at risk in the early days. And through a lot of fervent prayer, people around the world praying for this little guy that you see here today, unfortunately, in that Collingwood jumper, but we won't talk about that. But we'll better pray for that. But pray for his parents. Yeah, you did win. Whatever. On Wednesday, the doctors are looking at, you know, they're just astounded at Emil being here first and foremost, but how healthy, how strong, how beautiful he is, takes after his mother. And, you know, it's just great that, you know, that this Wednesday they are saying that will be his last procedure, all going well, which he's defied the odds, and we give God praise for that. Yay. So I would love us, you know, because he's just done so well in this service this morning, and I don't want to push my luck. So I want to would love to pray for David and Lisa and Emil right now. I don't want to embarrass you guys, but can I just ask you guys to come out the front, because We would, as a church, again, would love to be supporting you and upholding you in prayer. And so if you can make a mental note or put a note in your diary that we're on Wednesday, possibly Wednesday afternoon, will be a meals procedure, which obviously any procedure that involves the brain is high risk. And this operation procedure is not without risk. But we know that we have a God that has gifted and skilled some surgeons, but will also, I believe, just give them that supernatural ability just to guide their hand. And, you know, those surgeons just do a phenomenal job. There's no doubt about that. And I believe that's a gift from God for what those guys can do. And so, you know, this little man has defied the odds, but by the grace of God. And so we just want to pray for him and David and Lisa, because as parents, I could imagine, only imagine, that it's not easy. And so can we stand together and just commit these guys to prayer? Heavenly Father, we stand today, and firstly, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the precious gift of a meal that, first and foremost, that he defied the odds of being here in the first place, and then your hand of mercy and grace and protection upon his life to get him through, Lord God, what was almost impossible odds. Lord God, that he is now with us today, healthy and just such a beautiful, just fit, healthy, strong little man. And Lord God, we just thank you for your hand that's upon his life. Lord God, yet again, as he even speaks here today, Father, I know your hand is upon his life. The day will come, we speak it out again, the day will come where this voice, whether it's used for singing or speaking, Father God, will bring glory to your name, and thousands of people will be impacted because of the voice that you have given him, that you've ordained and purposed him to be here, and that you have chosen Lisa and David to be his parents because they're the perfect parents for a meal. Out of everyone on the planet, you chose them. And so we just thank you that this coming Wednesday, Father, that you've gone before them, and that, Heavenly Father, that you are your hand of protection will be upon a meal, that you would bless the surgeon, the staff, the anaesthetist, Lord God, the theatre staff, everyone involved, that, Lord God, it would just be such a smooth procedure, that, Lord God, we just declare this to be the final procedure, that, Lord God, it will be done. Third serious operation like this, we commit it to you, pray a hedge of protection over this family, and we declare, Father God, that yet again we will give you the praise and glory for your goodness and your grace and your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Wanted to grab the microphone. I know. He wants to say something. Hey? Look at it.
Do you
want to
sing?
I like that one.
Hey? Come on, you can. No more? You can sing, come on. No?
Right. It's not an ice cream. All right. All right. Well, you know, as we just go into a time of worship now, if you need to go at any stage, then, you know, it's been great to have you with us. And next week, we're going to be looking more at some practical keys of what's made a difference in some people's lives about prayer and what they've found has worked, and want to give you those keys. And so, you know, we're just going to go into a time of worship right now. And before we do that, there's just a clip that I want to show that I think will help us just get focused on this whole, our God, and putting our focus on him. So, have a look at this, and
see, here you go. My king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the Lord. loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he purifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's the key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient.
Church, we're just going to come into a time of music worship now. So we're going to have words up on the screen. So feel free to stand or feel free just to stay seated. If you want prayer, you're more than welcome to come down the front. The leaders would love to pray for you. So there's no real plan for this next section. We're just going to go with the flow and see where it goes. So you're more than welcome to join in music worship with us.
Says, to the faithful you show yourself faithful, to the blameless you show yourself blameless, to the pure you show yourself pure, but to the crooked you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help I can advance against a troop. With my God I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect, for the word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. Listen to this. You stoop down to make me great. Wow. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. This morning, just with heads bowed and eyes closed, that clip sort of, I guess, posed the possibility that we can know about God but not know him. And this morning, I don't know where you're at in your relationship with God. I believe that in a few moments, if you say, yeah, I've accepted the gift of Jesus Christ for my life, what he did upon the cross and the salvation that he's made a way for me to have a relationship with God, I believe just in a few minutes, we'll go into a time of just going, God, I just give you my whole life and just lay it all down before him. But this morning, if you know about God but you don't know him, there's no real personal connection between you and the God that was spoken about, no personal connection with you and Jesus that was spoken about in that clip, where it asked, do you know him? Because he knows you, he loves you, he's not mad with you, his intention for your life is nothing but good. He doesn't want you to become a religious, bound up, legalistic freak. He wants you to walk and live in freedom. And the greatest level of freedom, I believe, comes from a spiritual thing. It comes from a spiritual connection with God through Jesus Christ. And if you know about God but you don't know him, then this morning I want to give you that opportunity to say, that's me, Phil. I want to know this God you're talking about. I want to know him in a personal way. I'm not asking you to join this church. I'm not asking you to become, as I said, a religious person. I just feel before we go any further in this time of expressing our worship through music and instruments and stuff, that you just have an opportunity yourself personally just to say, yeah, I want to know you, God. I want to open up my life to you. I want to open up my life to your ways, for you to come and bring your strength, your peace into my life. If that's you this morning, no one's looking around, just a personal decision between, I'm not going to embarrass you. I just want to pray with you. If there's anybody in this room, you go, yeah, that's me, Phil. If you just lift up your hand before we go any further, I just want to give you that opportunity to make your peace with God. Is there anybody? You want to do that before we move any further this morning? Yeah, God bless you. Is there anybody else? Just a personal decision. Yeah, God bless you. holy moment right now. Best decision you can ever make. Because as we step into eternity, however you want to see it, it's not life ending in death, but Jesus said, I've come to conquer death and hell and all your wrongs and shortcomings so that it can be death that leads to life and life eternal. And the beautiful thing is that can start here on earth, that life abundant. So a couple of people have just responded this morning. Last I'm going to ask, is there anybody else? You go, yeah, Phil, that's me. Awesome. We're just going to pray a simple prayer together this morning. This is not how we normally do church. It's just, we're just throwing it out there. We're just saying, God, we're more interested in what you want than what we want. And this is just what I feel to do right now. So I'd like us all just to pray this simple prayer together, especially for those couple of people that raised their hand this morning. We're going to pray it together as a family, supporting one another. So let's just repeat this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today, and I know I've done wrong. I thank you, Jesus, that you died upon the cross for me, and that you rose again. And I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of all my sins. Come and be Lord of my life. Come and be my best friend. Give me a fresh start. Help me to be a new creation in you, Jesus. And help me to live a life that's pleasing to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. For those that raise their hands, or maybe you wanted to raise your hand, but you prayed that prayer with your heart, can I just ask you, come and have a chat to me before you leave today, because there's some things I'd love to give you so that you've got some stuff to go home with of how this relationship with God all kind of works and where to from here. It's not about this church, it's about you and God this morning. But what we're going to do right now, just for a moment, is just give us a moment of privacy and just a moment of just quietly before God and just go, you know what, God, I'll be honest this week. I had a conversation with somebody this week that didn't end up how I wanted it to end up. And I found myself slipping into a space of probably anger. This person would not have known, but I know within me I was getting to a place where buttons were pushed, and I just walked away and I just went, oh man, I stuffed that up pretty bad. And so, like you, probably none of you have done anything that bad this week. But anyway, I just know that I've just got to go, God, I kind of fell short this week. I've sort of bought it before him, but I just really believe these moments that we have now, and regardless of whether it's, you might think that's trivial, Phil, is that all you did? But, you know, we're all at a different space, a different place in our journey with Jesus, and it doesn't matter what it is, he just wants you to give it over to him. So in your own way right now, why don't you just take a moment just to lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. And I know there's some people that have got some words for us this morning, which is pretty cool. But before we go any further, whatever you need to do, just get that stuff out of the way so we can just really enjoy and embrace Jesus this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Share a scripture, and I just believe if you're here and you're facing the wording that God put on my heart was a significant challenge in your life. So I don't know whether that's a personal, emotional, psychological challenge. I don't know whether it's a challenge with a relationship or with family or a financial challenge or a work challenge, but if you are facing right now what you would classify in your life as a significant challenge, then I really believe that this word is for you. And it comes out of 2 Chronicles, and it comes around a time where the people of God were surrounded by the Assyrian army, and this was an army that had annihilated everything that had gone before them. And Hezekiah was in charge of the people, and he was trying to protect Jerusalem and the people. And it says Hezekiah energetically rebuilt every broken wall. He erected towers, he erected an outer wall, he fortified the terrace of the city of David, he made weapons and shields, he appointed military officers over the army and assembled them at the city gates. He encouraged them, saying, "Be strong and brave, don't be afraid, don't panic, for just because the king of Assyria and his huge army that is with him is here, but we have with us the one who is stronger than those who are with him. He has with him mere human strength, but the Lord our God is with us to help us fight our battles." So the army was encouraged by the words of King Hezekiah of Judah. The king of the Assyrian army was attacking all that went before him, and he sent his messengers to Jerusalem. And the messengers said, "This is what the king the Assyrian army says, why are you so confident that while you remain in Jerusalem and you are under siege, Hezekiah may say to you, 'The Lord our God will rescue us from the power of the king of Assyria,' but he's misleading you. You will die of hunger and thirst. Are you not aware of what I and my predecessors, this army of Assyria, have done to all the nations in the surrounding lands? Have the God of the surrounding lands actually been able to rescue their lands from my power? Who amongst all the gods of these nations whom my predecessors have annihilated was able to rescue his people? Don't let Hezekiah deceive you or mislead you. Nobody, no god, no person has been able to rescue anybody from my power or the power of my army." And the king of the Assyrian army and his messengers mocked God, and he mocked the people of God. He wrote letters. They called out. They tried to intimidate and scare and terrify the people so they could seize the city. They talked about the God of Jerusalem as if he were one of the man-made gods of the nation of the earth. So King Hezekiah and the prophets prayed about this. They cried out to God in heaven. And listen to this. The Lord sent a messenger, and he wiped out all the soldiers, the princes, and all the officers in the army of the king of Assyria without the people lifting a hand. So the king returned home humiliated. And I was just so struck that when we're faced with something that may just seem completely overwhelming, and we acknowledge that we're not going to get through it by our power, but through God moving on our behalf, then anything is possible. And I love that this guy would come with his giant army and say, "Why are you so confident?" And Hezekiah would say, "Because our God is on our side." And so I just want to pray, if you are here and you're facing a significant challenge, I'd like to just pray for you now. So I just ask maybe that you'd stand and just acknowledge that, you know what, God, I need you to move on my behalf. I need you to intervene on my behalf. I'm faced with things. I'm faced with a health thing, a financial thing, a family thing, a relationship thing, a head thing, a heart thing, a work thing, whatever that is for you. And that even by you standing, it would be acknowledging the fact that you can't do it, but your God will move on your behalf. Your God will move on your side. That we would be humbling ourselves before God and saying, you know what, God, I just need you to move. I am out. I am done. I am acknowledging the fact that you are all powerful. I am not confident in my ability, but in your ability, God. And so, Lord, I just pray right now for myself as I stand, for everybody else who's standing right now, Lord God, we just thank you that you are on our side. We humble ourselves, Lord God, and we say, Lord, that it is not in our strength that things are going to change. It is not because of our ability, Lord God, but it is because of you. It is because of the fact that you move on our behalf, Lord God. That when people would say, why do you remain so confident in the face of this adversity, I could stand and I could say, because the Lord my God is moving on my behalf. Because it is not me, it is God that's going before me. It is not me, he's not a man-made God, he is the God. And if the God who created the universe, the God who just speaks and breathes life, is operating on my behalf, then do not be afraid. Do not be worried. Rest assured in the fact that God will move. And so, Lord God, we just thank you. We stand in faith, Lord God. We stand, Lord God, and you say where two or more are gathered together, Lord God. And we are united, and we just stand right now, Lord God, and we acknowledge the significance of the things that we face, Lord God. But we are not scared of them, Lord. We are confident in the fact that you will move. We are confident, Lord God, in you. Our faith is in you, Lord God. And as these things line up, we will humbly, happily acknowledge that you moved on our behalf. That you did a great work in our life. You did a great work in our situation. In that significant challenge that we faced, you moved. And so we just thank you, Lord God, that we can find peace in you in the midst of the challenge. We thank you, Lord God, that you will move on our behalf. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
The world forever reign. I'm running.
And I've just been, just really sense God is wanting to not just encourage you today, but the whole concept of leading you into open spaces is kind of, I believe, the word that God's got for you this morning. And that when I think about the way in which God speaks to people in Scripture, particularly when it comes to vision and stuff, I don't have anything against black and white, but I strongly believe that those visions and the things that he showed them, it wasn't just in black and white. I believe it was vivid. I believe it was real, that there was colors. There was a whole bunch of stuff. And I think in the area of your life, in the area of creativity, I believe that God is wanting to take you from where you are into an open place, just with just so much vivid color and a new sense of freedom in just, not just work, but just in your life. It's kind of, almost like I see there's these restrictions around you, and they're not tangible, they're partly spiritual. It's not that you're doing anything wrong or anything like that. It's almost that because the enemy knows how much of what you're capable of, there's kind of like these boundaries that God hasn't put in place, but the enemy's put in place around your life that's kind of trying to restrict you from you walking in the fullness of what God's got for you. And believe that God, as he leads you into these open places, and it's not even necessarily you have to do anything. It's not conditional upon you doing X, Y, Z, praying more, reading more, anything like that. I just believe spiritually God is wanting to take you into this new place, this open place that is full with just vivid, bright colors and just a freshness in the sense of this breath of fresh air in terms of just the creative flow that goes in you and through you. It's such a great blessing to so many. And I think there's been an element of containment on your life that kind of it's almost like this lid needs to just come off on your life. And I don't know what expression that takes. I don't know what form it takes. That's for you and God to work out. But I'm just excited for you because I just have that sense of just open space, a greater sense of freedom, and just walking through these beautiful fields and just incredible colors and vibrant colors for plants flowering and just, you know, the rivers flowing, there's waterfalls, and there's just incredible landscape and scenery that you're kind of walking out of the space that you're in into something that is just going to be just like this fresh wellspring of just creative beauty that wants to just flow out of you, and those containments the enemy's wanting to put on your life are just not going to be there. And it's not even necessarily a conscious thing, but it's just kind of where you've found yourself. And I think, like I said, to the faithful, God shows himself faithful to you, for you moving the way you did and just doing what you did crazy, just get up and go, this is where God wants me to be. He hasn't forgotten that, and he will reward that faithfulness and that obedience in your life. I just want to encourage you today. He sees it, he knows it, and I don't know what expression that's going to take, but I'm excited. I look forward to hearing about how God uses you more dynamically than he has been. It's just really cool. Father, I thank you for Anna. I just thank you for this young lady that is just still waters run deep. Lord God, I thank you for the great deposits of your grace and love that are in her life. I thank you for just the joy and the warmth that she brings to other people. I thank you for the love that she shares so freely, the generosity of heart, Lord God, and I just thank you for the way in which you wired her, that you've made her. Lord God, I just thank you for the creativity that is just stored up within her, that it's like a spring ready to bang, just be released. And I just thank you so much, Lord God, for you bringing Anna to us, the blessing that she is to this church family. And Lord God, and I just thank you that her best days are obviously yet ahead of her, not just because of age, but Lord God, because of your plan and purpose for her life, which is so exciting. And I just thank you, Lord God, that this morning you would take her by the hand, you put your loving arm around her, that you would just begin to lead her into those open spaces for where you want her to go. May she be blessed. May she not hold back. But may she just walk with confidence in you in that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Pre-service prayer this morning, Paul said something really interesting, and that is a challenge to me, a challenge to all of us, and a reminder that coming into a time like this, it is so important that we don't kid ourselves, that we can impress God or that we can hide anything from God. And so there is these two H's. There's honesty and there's humility that's required. And we've talked about that honesty of laying it all down, that humility of just going, you know what, God, I'm not perfect. You are. And I have this opportunity this morning just to come in before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and just being in your presence like this is such a privilege. And I just pray we'd be reminded this morning of just that honesty and that humility that's required. And it's out of that that God goes, okay, now that there's stuff out of the way, now I can begin to show you, now I can begin to speak to you, now I can begin to deposit just those gems in your life that you're going to need for this week. Father, may we be a people that are just no pretense, no masks, no putting up a facade. We can't hide anything. Nothing in all creation is hidden from you. So I pray even now, Father, that we could just relax and just be willing to be honest and raw and humble before you, because as was also prayed this morning, if my people would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, as we begin to pray and seek your face, that you will hear our cry and that you will heal this land. And that starts in us. Just let your healing power flow through this place this morning, not just physically, Lord, but just in each area. Father, we believe in the laying on of hands, but you are not limited to that. So right now in this room, Lord God, we just want to allow you, Holy Spirit, right now just to touch hearts in this room. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I honor your presence. I ask, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us. That you would come if our hearts are humbled, if we are honest. We would acknowledge that we are in need of a Savior. We are in need of you, God. So we open our lives, we open our hearts to you, Holy Spirit. Whatever it is that you need to do in us this morning, this is your time. Have your way. Have your way. We need you so much, so much, so much. Be a fear of what people think. But if you know in your heart that there is some kind of fear that holds you back from living life to the full, let me tell you this morning, that's not from God. No, that's just from the pit of hell. The devil wants to paralyze you with fear. One of the greatest things when you get so scared, and you see it in animals when they are afraid, they can become paralyzed. And that's what the devil wants to do in our lives, is just to strangle us and suffocate us and paralyze us with fear. But this morning, God is wanting to release people of fear in this place. So whatever it is for you, no one's looking around, but all I want you to do is just lift your hands towards heaven. I'm not going to ask you what it is. You're just going to commit it to God. You're just going to surrender this fear over to God. Maybe it's a fear of bad dreams, of nightmares. I also believe that God is wanting to set people free, that you can actually sleep. People are being robbed of rest in this place, that you're not sleeping well. I believe that God is wanting to come and He's wanting to give you rest, that tonight you're going to have the best sleep that you've had in a very long time. So if that's you, lift your hands towards heaven and say, God, I give you this. Whether it's officially an insomnia thing, or whether it's just an anxious thing, or there's just stress and pressure that you get woken up during the night. And Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we break the fear. We break the hold of fear in this place. Lord God, the chains, the hooks, Lord God, the bondages of fear in this place, we break them off in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you that we don't have to yell, we don't have to scream. I don't pray this in my name. I pray it in the name which is above every other name. The name in which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord, and that is Jesus Christ. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break fear in Jesus' name. And I speak sleep into your body, into your mind. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be your portion and that you carry with you. We pray the blood of Jesus over each individual in this place this morning that is paralyzed by fear. Lord, it's not your plan, it's not your will for their life. We break its hold in Jesus' name. Let freedom, Father God, come to this house. Free in Jesus' name. Free. Love, power, sound mind. I speak it over and I speak it into your life this morning. I speak peace into your life this morning. No longer limited, no longer bound up, no longer chained by fear or by lack of sleep, but refreshed, revitalized in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
I just think as a church, it's a great opportunity maybe just to pray for Phil and Nat and Bob and Shawnee, get you to come down, mate. If you want to, I don't kind of normally do it like that, but if you want to come down, you want to just lay hands on Phil and just pray with us for Phil now, or maybe you just want to stretch out your hand and stuff while you're in your seats. But I just think it's these guys just are out on a limb for us the whole time, so we just want to really take this opportunity to pray for them. And I'm just going to invite Shawnee as one of our board members to pray for Phil and that.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father God, we just lift up Phil and Nat, Ruby and April, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for who they are, for who they are in you, Lord God, for what they represent, Lord. They represent your kingdom here on earth. Lord God, we thank you that they carry each and every one of us spiritually, Lord God. They safeguard and protect us with their earnest prayers, Lord. But right now, Father God, we lift them up to you and we pray your blessing and protection upon their life. We speak the blood of Jesus over their lives, Lord God. We pray you bless them with good health for their bodies. We pray you safeguard and protect them spiritually, Lord God, mentally, emotionally, psychologically. We ask you, Lord God, that you continue to give them great wisdom. May you continue to give them great authority in your name. Lord God, that all they do for your glory. In everything they do, Lord God, they do to extend your kingdom. And as they continue to humble themselves before you, Lord God, may you exalt them on high. May you exalt them, Lord, that they may be a great example of your grace, that they may be a great example of the love of Jesus to each and every person here in the life of Compass Church and to everyone outside, Lord God. who needs to know that you are real, who needs to know that you exist, who needs to know, Lord God, that you are the God who heals and brings restoration. I pray, Lord, for Phil and Nat and Ruby and April, Lord God, to be the absolute role model, Lord God, of the Christian life. In Jesus' name, in everything they do, Lord God, bless everything they put their hands to. Bless their household, Lord God. I bind all attacks of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and I speak the blessing and favor of God upon them. I pray, Lord God, for your shield of protection to constantly cover them and surround them. And Lord God, may their hearts continue to be ignited on fire for you. In Jesus' name, as they pour out themselves, Lord God, as they pour out their lives in offering to you, may you continue to fill them with your Holy Spirit. Fill them afresh that their cup would overflow. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Lord God, we just thank you for an increased anointing upon these guys, Lord. We just thank you for who they are and all that they do for us on your behalf, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, as they have just continued to humble themselves, Lord God, that you will exalt them, Lord, that you will bring them, Lord God, Lord, just great blessing into their life, Lord God, in that true sense of the word, the unmerited favor of God to be upon them, Lord God, upon Phil, upon Nat, upon Ruby, upon April, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for every challenge they face, Lord God, every situation, every circumstances that they will find themselves, Lord God, confronted with this year, Lord God. We just speak, Lord God, your blessing upon it, your unmerited favor, Lord God, upon them and upon their lives, Lord God, their relationships, Lord God, their friendships, Lord God. I just thank you for who they are and all that they do, Lord God, for you, on your behalf, Lord God, that you will bring them blessing, Lord God, that you would bring them blessing. We just speak that out over them right now, Lord God. Speak it out over them, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God.
Monica, can you just come here for a sec? I'm going to put Monica on the spot here, guys. I really hope you don't mind me doing this, but I'm telling you, as Monica was just praying for me, my arm just started to burn. And I just go, wow, the touch of God's on this lady's life. And I hope I'm not overcrossing a boundary here, but Monica tragically lost her husband over 12 months ago. And Monica stands today here as an incredible trophy of God's grace. And I really believe right now, she doesn't know I was going to do this, but if you've gone through some tough stuff or you're going through some crap, I'm going to ask you just to come down. I'm going to ask Monica to pray for you, because it's not about me. It's about God just using us. And I'm telling you, I just went, like, something's going on. So if you just want a touch from heaven, Monica obviously was not prepared for this. And the other one is, I'm going to get Sean to pray for me. If you want your faith stirred, this guy's got a gift of faith on his life. And he inspires me. He challenges me. And if you want your faith stirred this morning, let's do it this way. If you want your faith stirred over this side, and if you want Monica just to pray with you, stand over here. If you want both, then just whichever side. But if that's you, just make your way out of your chair and just come and stand, because I'm telling you, God's moving, doing something great. But don't sit where you are. If God's stirring your heart now, just get you to come and stand here. What God wants to do, I really believe. It's about, you know, Ephesians talks about train, equip and release. My job is to train, equip and release people into their ministry callings and stuff. It's not about me. It's about people that seeing God's gifts in people's lives and releasing them to do it and to do stuff better than I ever could. And I just know, if you want to come and just receive prayer this morning, God will do something in your life.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.